We've talked much about the restrictions here in New York State, but across the world, they're returning. Tom Rivers joining us now from overseas, where, Tom, in Europe, more and more restrictions are being put in place in different ways.
Yeah, very much so, Brian, and the fact that different countries taking different approaches, but they're kind of a variation on the theme. Increasing curfews in places like France, Rome, Naples, also in Athens. Athens did a pretty good job, think back to in the spring, but I tell you, the second wave is affecting every single country over here. Wales today enters into a 17-day circuit break. All non-essential shops shut down. Across the Irish Sea, we have Ireland entering into a lockdown. It's going to last 6 weeks. So you have these two different divergent approaches. One is kind of chip away the edges, have various regional lockdowns, proving to be somewhat ineffective. The other one, flip side of the coin, do a circuit break, shut everything down for at least 2 or 3 weeks, poke your head up and see what transmission levels are at that stage.
Tom, you didn't mention the UK. Where's the UK in all of this?
The UK has got these regional lockdowns, and it is, it is very, very difficult. You've got a conflict, sort of like federal and state conflict in the U.S. You've got cities here fighting with London on which tier, which level of restrictions that particular city should be in, and if so, what would be the compensation? It is messy. It is something that is very, very difficult. They're going through it, and of course, a lot of the scientific advisors to the government are saying, take this, throw it away, have at least a 2 or 3 week shutdown, break transmission, see where the numbers are, and go from there. The government not willing to do that yet at this stage.
All right, Tom, thank you. That's Tom Rivers joining us live from overseas this morning.